Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the Keystone State Report with Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post. Election in the wind in the Keystone State, not only at the senatorial level, Mr. Fetterman, Mr. Oz, but the governorship. And we look very carefully at Montgomery County and a man who has served very notably as attorney general. But right now he's running for governorship. His name is Shapiro. He comes from a place that is so familiar to me. In fact, I learned from Selena's biography of him in the papers that the only election he ever lost was to be president of Akiba Academy, which I walk by every day in my childhood. So it's wonderful to imagine good governance coming from Lower Merion, which we only ever worried about, you know, hoagies. Selena, a very good evening to you. I'm sure Mr. Shapiro, candidate Shapiro, has had his fill of hoagie talks and cheesesteaks. This is suburban Philadelphia. You write recommending that he is a man who's campaigning granularly. How so for the governorship?
You know, he's doing, it's really interesting for me as a reporter to watch this sort of split screen, right? Where Shapiro and Dr. Oz, and Shapiro's doing this out of understanding how you win. Oz is learning as he goes. But he's going to places that, you know, are outside of the big cities. Now, it doesn't mean he doesn't go to the big cities, but he does do a concentration of also the counties that Democrats have been losing since 1992 in my state, such as Luzerne or Northampton or Washington, Westmoreland County, Franklin County, all these counties that sort of have been abandoned by the Democrats, largely because they know they can't win there in the way they used to, because the National Party has not held on to its tenets of certain aspects of cultural conservatism that was very prevalent in the Democratic Party for generations.
The way to campaign in Pennsylvania is first to know that there are 67 counties, and then to make sure that Selena and you have a conversation in Washington County. Selena, did he know he was interviewing you in Johnstown? Did he know of your very careful archival research of Johnstown?
Attorney General Shapiro did. I have been covering him since 2004, when he went from being Joe Hoffels, who was a congressman back in the day, Democrat, chief of staff, to running for the state house, and just saw in him this pragmatism that as his party was changing, he still maintained it. And I thought it was an elusive and important quality. And I talked to him then thinking, I don't know if you have larger aspirations, but you possess the right qualities. And in our interview, he said, you know, I said, so what kind of governor do you want to be? And he pointed to Tom Ridge, a Republican. And I thought that was also very telling because Ridge was also had that quality of pragmatism. Even though he was a Republican, he got a lot of policy done in our state when the Democrats had the majority in the state house and the state senate. And so I think he looks at him as a role model as to how to govern.
Yes, you mentioned Tom Ridge, previous governor. There is the governor right now, Tom Wolf, is an example, I believe, a very good example of a progressive governor during a troubled time, the pandemic. Progressive government with strong union ties. How does Mr. Shapiro see himself in contrast, if he does, in contrast with his governor?
Well, you know, Shapiro is, as I said, is much more of a pragmatist. He also has, he's very charismatic. Wolf is an intellectual, and he has had a difficult time connecting with his constituents. The only reason that he was successful in two successive races for governor was is that the Republicans put up very unelectable characters, and so Wolf prevailed not because of any great personal qualities, but because the choices were not so good and all right.
We come then to another governor, Mr. Ed Rendell. And what's not to like about Ed Rendell, Selena? I mean, I first spoke with him during the 2004 election, I believe, or maybe it was 2000. He was very much present. Yeah, it was 2000 because it was Ed Rendell's remark to MSNBC, I believe, on the night of the Supreme Court decision that was determinative of the National Democratic Party accepting the results. Very determinative. Yeah. And Ed Rendell is a very good union Democrat. But I would say, and I'm guessing here, Selena, you know these men personally. I just read about them. I would say that Ed Rendell is in the Joe Manchin school of Democratic Party. Is that correct? And what does Mr. Shapiro make of that?
Well, you know, what he admired most, again, Ed Rendell, you know, he was the chairman of the DNC. However, when he was governor, he didn't run it like an ideologue. And that's been the problem for Wolf. He ran it as a good manager. And Pennsylvania has a great history of electing, of appreciating good managers. Rendell was one. Thornburg was one. Ridge was one. Bob Casey Sr. was one. They put their politics aside and ran the state pretty darn well. And Rendell, what Shapiro likes best about Rendell is Rendell's optimism. You know, he always brought that to the table as governor of the state. And I think that that is another, well, I don't think he said that's another quality that he wants to bring to the table if he's lucky enough to win.
Well, luck, yes, but hard work right now. The issues are apparent. You make them in your colorful presentation of him talking in Pittsburgh, and yet a man who clearly was damaged by drugs or bad luck was nearby. The homeless has to be a priority for all governors these days, Selena. Does he have a campaign that describes it? You know, you've described so many times to me that downtown Pittsburgh is plagued by the homeless. It doesn't get the attention San Francisco does, but it's equally burdensome.
It's terrible. The homelessness and the prevailing, just people just completely strung out on I don't know what. Walk around town. I think that Oz in our one interview put it so succinctly. He said they look like zombies because they are, and so you know Shapiro is very good and very. Smart to address it at its root, and that is, of course, we don't address mental illness in a meaningful way. You know, people that are homeless, there are plenty of services to care for almost all of them, but the problem with a lot of homeless is they don't want to be cared for. There is a mental illness that they are struggling with, and the place they feel safe, which doesn't make sense to you know, a lot of people is out on the streets. And then that is also compounded with a drug addiction, trying to sort of self-medicate whatever is afflicting them.
Does Pennsylvania have a way of protecting these people from themselves? I know that's a big hesitation in California. Is it a hesitation in Pennsylvania as well?
Well, the challenge is getting them to want the services. That's the big challenge.
So you can't intervene in Pennsylvania either. This is a hesitation of the first responders, the authorities. to actually detain someone who's abusing him or herself to the point of being a public nuisance. That can't happen in Pittsburgh. Is that correct?
I'm unsure of what the law is. I do believe that a lot of these politicians, it's more political.
Yeah.
Meaning the local mayors just don't want to be seen as that guy or that gal that takes a homeless person off the street. And that's sort of the big challenge, the lack of leadership from local officials on this issue.
Let's go to the national story for seeing if he is Governor Shapiro. The national story is energy, energy worldwide. Right now, Europe is vastly short of what it needs for even 22 winter, but also it gets worse in 23 winter. Pennsylvania has part of the answer, which is a fracking and natural gas. Does Mr. Shapiro have a distinct opinion that the natural gas must go forward from Pennsylvania? And does he talk about all the jobs that are at risk if there's any hesitation?
Yeah, he's absolutely supportive of an all-of-the-above strategy. He does not believe in eliminating the natural gas industry and has been very supportive of it.
Selina Zito, Washington Post, Washington Examiner, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, New York Post. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.